Okay, so violin plots, right? They're pretty cool, and if you're trying to up your data viz game, they're definitely worth a look. We're going to dive into them today using R and Gplot2. You know, at first glance, that article you sent over, Violin Plots in R with ggplot2, seemed kind of dense, but we'll break it all down.
Yeah, it's a really good resource, though. By the end of this, you'll be like, violin plots. Yeah, I got this.
Totally. And the cool thing is we can use the mTARS dataset for examples. You know M2 cars, right? It's a classic for a reason, perfect for this kind of thing.
For sure.
So first things first, what even is a violin plot? I mean, it sounds like something you'd see in an orchestra, not analyzing data.
Right. But the name makes sense, actually. Think of it like it's a mashup of a box plot and a density plot. You get a really clear picture of how your data is spread out, almost like a silhouette, but with way more detail. You know the shape of a violin, how it's wider in the middle?
Yeah.
That's showing you where most of the data points are concentrated. The narrower parts, that's where the data thins out.
Oh, okay. So it's not just about the average. It's about how spread out everything is, too.
Exactly. You see the range, the clusters, even if you've got some sneaky outliers hiding in there.
Ah.
And this is where violin plots really shine, especially with something called a multimodal distribution.
Multimodal.
Yeah.
That sounds a little intimidating, honestly. What's that all about?
It's simpler than it sounds, promise. Multimodal just means there are multiple peaks in your data. Like, imagine you're looking at how much people spend at a coffee shop, right? A box plot might tell you the average is $5, but a violin plot, that could show you there are actually two totally separate groups of customers. The ones grabbing a quick $3 coffee on their way to work, and then the folks settling in with a friend for a $10 latte and pastry combo.
Whoa. So you totally miss that nuance with just an average.
Yeah.
How does the violin plot actually show you those separate groups, though?
It's all in the shape. If you see two distinct bumps, like two peaks on the violin's body, that's a dead giveaway that you've got multiple groups going on in your data. Could totally change your whole marketing strategy, you know? Or just help you understand your customers better. That's the power of the violin plot, that extra layer of detail you wouldn't get otherwise.
Okay, I'm convinced. Way more interesting than they sound at first. But now the million-dollar question. How do we actually make these things? The article mentions R and ggplot2, which, yeah, can you give us the crash course version?
Sure. Think of R as the language we use to talk to the computer and ggplot2 as our artist's toolkit for making those visualizations. It sounds complicated, but it's actually pretty intuitive once you get the hang of it.
Okay, that's reassuring. So let's get our hands dirty with some code. The article starts with a basic violin plot using the mTCARS data. Can you walk us through what's going on in that example?
Absolutely. So basically, we're telling R, hey, take this mTCARS data. You know, it's got info on different car models, their MPG, how many cylinders they have, all that jazz. And we're going to use ggplot2 to map certain variables onto our plot. We'll put cylinder count, which is a categorical variable, meaning it has distinct groups like four cylinders, six cylinders, and so on. We're going to put that on one axis.
Gotcha. So we're grouping the cars by their cylinder count. Makes sense.
Exactly. And then on the other axis, we'll map our MPG, which is a continuous variable. It can be any value within a range, kind of like a number line. Then the real magic happens when we use the geomviolin function. This tells ggplot2, go ahead and create those violin shapes with each violin representing the spread of MPG for a specific cylinder count.
So we tell ggplot2 what data to use, how to arrange it, and it just takes care of the rest, making it look all nice and visual for us.
Pretty much. And the best part, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, there's more. Don't tell me it gets super complicated from here.
Not at all. This is where it gets really fun. We can do so much to customize these plots to make them even more insightful, even more visually appealing.
Okay, customizing now we're talking. Everyone loves a little visual flair. What can we do?
Well, color for one. It's amazing how much more impactful your violin plots can be just by using color strategically.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like in our mCARS example, we could color code each violin by the number of cylinders.
Right. Instant visual separation. You can play with the fill color too to really make them pop.
Love it. And it's not even just about making it pretty, it just makes the data easier to understand, you know?
Totally. Speaking of making things clear, the article mentioned this thing called alpha. What's that all about?
Yeah, is that like adjusting the transparency?
Bingo. Think of it like changing the opacity of an image. If you've got a bunch of violin plots overlapping, you can tweak the alpha value to make them a bit see-through.
Oh, that's cool. So you can still see what's behind them.
Exactly. Prevents things from getting too cluttered, especially with lots of groups.
Handy. So we've got color, we can tweak the transparency. What other tricks can we pull off here?
Well, remember how we were saying violin plots give you more detail than a plain old box plot? You can actually combine them, put those key stats right onto your violin plots.
Wait, seriously, like show the median, all that right there on the same plot.
Yep, the article walks through how to do it. So you get that detailed distribution from the violin, but then you've also got those summary points from the box plot all in one place.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Okay, but why stop there? The article talked about combining violin plots with other visualizations too.
It's all about squeezing as much information as possible into your
Rare.
visuals, right? And ggplot2 makes it pretty painless to do.
Okay, I'm listening. What kind of combos are we talking?
A classic one is violin plot plus box plot, visual distribution from the violin, and then the box plot lays out the stats nice and neatly.
So the violin sets the scene, the box plot gives you the specifics.
Exactly. But we can go even further, toss in some dot plots too.
Wait, dot plots on top of everything else, isn't that a bit much?
Nah, it's about different levels of detail. The violin gives you the overall shape, the box plot, the key markers, and then the dot plot zooms in on the individual data points.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty powerful stuff. It's like you can see the forest 80 the trees.
Right, and ggplot2 handles it like a champ, no sweat.
This is awesome. Okay, there was one more thing from the article I wanted to touch on. Faceting. That sounds kind of fancy. What is it all about? So faceting, what is that all about?
Okay, imagine you want to compare your violin plots, but across different subgroups in your data. Like, let's stick with the MCARS example. We're looking at MPG for different cylinder counts, but now we want to see how this changes based on how many gears each car has. Faceting lets us create separate little subplots for each gear count.
Okay, so instead of one big plot, you get a bunch of smaller ones, all showing the MPG spread for different cylinders,
Yeah.
then broken down by gears too.
Exactly. It's like you're zooming in on different parts of your data, and ggplot2 makes it super easy. Couple lines of code, bam, you've got this multifaceted view all neat and organized.
That's so cool. Okay, we've covered a ton of ground here, from basic violins to these super detailed plots with color and stats and everything. Any final thoughts for our listeners who are ready to become violin plotting masters?
Honestly, don't be afraid to just play around with it. That's the fun part. Try different things. See what makes your data stand out, you know? And don't forget that article we talked about. It's a gold mine of info.
So true. And remember, it's not just about making pretty pictures. It's about using these tools to find those aha moments in your data. And hey, if you make some awesome violin plots, we want to see.
Yes, share them with us.
Until next time, happy plotting, everyone.